From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Healthcare providers in Missouri's second poorest county are looking to fill in gaps after the only hospital in Dunklin County closed this month. Side Effect Public Media's Bram Sablesmith reports.
All signage has been stripped from the facade of the 116-bed Twin Rivers Regional Medical Center in Kennett, Missouri. The hospital's closure has left this rural county of about 30,000 without medical services like obstetrics and without an emergency room. Now, a group of local physicians, including Dr. Abdullah Arshad, have opened a 16-hour-a-day urgent care to help fill the gap.
And the idea of the urgent care is to be open after hours because we don't have an emergency room there in Canada anymore. At 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, it is a problem. I mean, we are there.
The urgent care opened July 1st right behind the former hospital. And if there's demand, the center may become a 24-hour-a-day facility. The local docs will have competition from another urgent care opening in Kennett, this one owned by the Arkansas-based St. Bernard's Medical Center. I'm Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.
Business remains strong in nine Midwest and Plains states, including Missouri, but a new monthly survey suggests that growth is slowing as concerns over trade and tariffs increase. The region's overall economic index decreased to 61.8 in June. That's down from 67.3 in May, but any score above 50 indicates growth. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says trade concerns and interest rate increases are likely to slow the region's economy. Police officers and community policing will once again be the topic of conversation at the Columbia City Council meeting tonight. The president of the Columbia Police Officers Association is slated to provide public comment regarding the conclusion of the organization's collective bargaining. This comes shortly after the release of survey responses from police officers critical of City Hall and police department leadership. The survey responses released last week found a dislike for 12-hour workdays and that many officers said they do not trust their superiors or feel supported by them. A representative of Race Matters Friends is also expected to discuss community policing at the meeting, which has been the focus of several other meetings across the city this summer. Media outlets will now be allowed to use cameras and tweet from Missouri courtrooms following recent changes by the state Supreme Court. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports starting today, judges will be able to allow more than one photographer in the courtroom in some cases pending court approval. Tweeting from courtrooms will also be allowed with prior approval from a judge. An attorney for the Missouri Press Association says more compact camera technology spurred the new photography rules, which had not been modified since 1995. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.